Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go. Yeah. Ghetto children singing. See, what up? They eager to learn how to become the next world leaders. Brave hearts. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Book one, strategy, tactics, techniques. Look dumb, but massively notice the weakness in all them. Gotta you show me if necessary. Homie, vestige is very real if enemies carrying heavy steel. Beware the thugs who ain't scared of blood or jail time. When Aryan nations ain't having integration, we so blind of beauty of life. Was when my mom said, again, you could be Christ. I wasn't old enough to hold my D&P right. Jesus, what is he like? I picture him standing with diamonds on him, little different from the way my mommy saw him. Practice your aiming, physical training and difficult terraining. Test your endurance, try to keep your stamina banging, splitting duchess up, strap up. The armies of school, teaching smart ways to go. I'm thinking Gandhi was a fool, the chronic's a fool. Got me thinking out loud. Sleep on my drunkenness, I blow your brains out. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
My revolution is as real as Bobby Seals I build. With dudes and Chris worth a quarter mil and Dick's Hill. For fish scales, the cops, the time come, I mask up and get my comrade off the bus. Up the beef, I snatch a seed from Chuck E. Cheese and feed them to the rats in the back of the pea. Black fatigue and off
the
heat. On the sofa, 50
so
in black green, Louis Vuitton holster. My motions don't appeal to appellate division. I did it strong for 7 long years in prison. Of the system, I'm like a modern day Hitler. A black gorilla, crib and blood in one only. Just know my face, I be the case for the wish at the police. Look at the name Lake. Go simultaneously with street revolution. 21 gun salute the new Huey Newton.
Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Teach our woman how to hold a family down in case something happens to us fathers. Protect the children, grab revolvers. The woman plays an important part of our life force of what we fight for. My heart goes to you, beautiful wife in war.
Enlist in more and talk less. Watch all and trust none. Demand your respect and be ready to die for what you believe in. And ride all the time, not just when convenient.
Justice and freedom, wisdom and understanding. We the lost children of Israel in this Western world region. You ain't a man, you a coward if you can't support the girl you put a seed in.
Strong rule the weak, but the wise rule is strong. It's more to a war than just getting it on. Seal your form, cover your tracks, stay prepared. I don't care, no one's spared.
Revolutionary warfare is warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, love and war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
I'm a soldier for life. The battle I'm fighting has no ending. The struggle is to go the distance. To win is not to care how far one must go.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How do we get access to this, Jackson?
His lawyers say they can get me in posing as a legal investigator.
You were Huey Newton's lawyer.
Yes.
And now, Mr. Jackson.
Mitch Jackson was sentenced 1 year to life for a $70 gas station robbery.
We have 2 hours.
Waiting a long time.
We need brothers who can maintain their self-respect in here, have true strength.
Some people are comparing you to Eldridge Cleaver, Richard Wright, Du Bois. How does your fame affect you when you're locked up all day?
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Do you understand that there cannot be a peaceful revolution?
Okay, gentlemen, we're taking over!
Mr. Jackson, sorry about your brother.
They will live to regret it. I'll see you today. You hear me, Eric?
Starring Gary
Jackson from TVCSI.
This is the military, David.
Real free and agreeing. Free land. Welcome to another edition of Tour Agency Radio. I'm your host, Blue Money Secure, where our goals are fivefold. Our first goal, to eradicate functional literacy among new African prisoners. Our second goal, to eradicate cultural ignorance among new African prisoners. Our third goal is to transform the criminal mentality to the new African mentality. Our fourth goal is assisting in rebuilding and stabilization of the new African community. Our fourth goal, to prepare a new African prisoner for release, reducing new African recidivism. Now, overall goal is transforming the whole pre-industrial slave complex, which is the prison, to bring issues learned through educational means, so their brothers can come out to the streets and build institutions and programs that substantiate people's needs. Before I bring in our guest tonight, I'll let go of a couple of events that happened in history during this week. And also, I'm gonna be sharing this broadcast with my special co-host, Roger Kevlon, as well. So, okay, on July 2nd, 1777, Vermont becomes the first American colony to abolish slavery. In 1822, Dilmah Vesey and five of his aides hanged at Blake's Landing, Charleston, South Carolina. He was a freedom fighter. In 1908, Thurgood Marshall became the first New African Supreme Court Justice, was born in Baltimore. In 1925, Patricia Lumumba, who was an African revolutionary, was born. 1922, Henry Bridgman, active in civil rights, one of the founders of the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party and the Council of the Federated Organization, was born. In 1943, Lieutenant Charles Hall became the first new African pilot to shoot down a Nazi plane. In 1964, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act. That was just 1964, in 2023 now. On July 3rd, 1917, 4 days of attack on New African in East St. Louis, Illinois, leave 200 dead and caused 6,000 Black residents to lose their homes. In 1945, Ruth Simmons, the first new African president of an Ivy League school, was born. In 1977, in Washington, the George Jetson Brigade planted bombs at state capitol in support of striking segregated prisoners. 2002, Jazz bassist Ray Brown died in Indianapolis at the age of 75. On July the 4th, this sign of fine interest, when the Declaration of Independence was adopted, right, in 1776, there was a section in it that talked about denouncing the slave trade. They deleted it because they didn't want to talk about it. They didn't want it to come to position. But also on that date, on 1827, slavery was abolished in New York State on July the 4th. On 1860, H. Ford Douglas, a new African abolitionist for Illinois, attacked Republican presidential candidate Abraham Lincoln for supporting the Jim Crow laws of Illinois and the National Fugitive Slave Law. In 1862, Frederick Douglass said in a Henrod Corner, New York speech that President Lincoln, General McClellan, and other top generals and Lincoln administration were pursuing a pro-slavery course and were either conscious or objected traitors. In 1881, Booker T. Washington established Tuskegee University. On today, date of July the 5th, 1852, Frederick Douglass delivered his famous 4th of July speech at Corinthian Hall, New York, asking, "What to the American slave is your 4th of July?" Our answer, a day that reveals to him more than all other days of the year, the gross injustice and cruelty to which he is constant victim. To him, your celebration is a sham. Your boast of liberty and unholy license, your national greatness, swelling vanity, your shouts out liberty and equality, hollow mockery. In 1862, A.G. Beard patented the rotary engine. 1947, Larry Doe became the first new African baseball player in the American League. In 1962, Algeria declared independent from French colonialism. They became independent in 1962 and 2023. not long ago. 1966, National Guard were mobilized in Omaha after the third night of rioting. On July the 6th, in 1853, the National African-American Convention met in Rochester, New York, 100 fully delegates from 9 states. James W. C. Pennington of New York was elected president of this meeting, which is generally considered the largest and most representative of the early black conventions. In 1957, Althea Gibson, the first new African woman to win a single title at Wimbledon. In 1964, Malawi became independent. Again, that was just 1964, 2023. July the 7th, 1893. Despite evidence that he is innocent, a new African man named Shea Miller is tortured, mutilated, and lynched by 5,000 white people in Bardia, Kentucky. 1953, Margaret Walker, poet and novelist, was born. On July the 8th, 1860, the slave ship Clotilda, last recorded slave ship to dock in the U.S., lands in Mobile, Alabama. 50 years after Congress banned importation of slaves, African ships are free and established Africatown, which is still there today. 1876, white terrorists attack New African Republican in Hamburg, South Carolina, killing 5. 1914, Billy Ixton, innovator, New African vocalist, was born. 1924, D. Hart Herbert wins Olympic gold in a running long jump. In 1966, 1,000 prisoners riot at Maryland Penitentiary in Baltimore. In 2000, Venus Williams defeated Lindsay Davenport and became the first new African to win the women's championship at Wimbledon since Althea Johnson's 1958 triumph. Now, those are a couple of events that happened in history in the week. No, but the show must go on. And many more, but the show must go on. Now, thank everybody who joined our broadcast in 2014. Thank everybody who been educating themselves and doing work in their community respectfully. And thank everybody who continue to push the line. You know, I want to welcome everybody to Georgia University Radio. We have a website, which is www.georgejacksonuniversity.gwu.com. You find out more about it on social media platforms, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, on the same name, Georgia University. And, you know, I would like to welcome to the show tonight, Sister Kimberly Tucker. Your line is open, sister. How are you?
Hello, and thank you for having me. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. So I can hear you well. Okay. Thank you for joining our broadcast. Thanks for the work you did in the past for in the future. When we start this out, I want you to tell the people a little about who you are so they can know who exactly who's talking, where you're coming from.
Okay, so as you said, my name is Kimberly Tucker. I'm a mother of three. I'm a business owner. I also help with different programs and organizations within my town, and I'm also developing more programs to benefit children and our local communities. And today, I'm here just mainly to talk a little bit about some different programs that I participate in, and also an upcoming event that we'll be having in July, on July 29th here in LaGrange, Georgia, in connection with Rise of the PPI Party in Columbus, Georgia. And you said to talk about me, so I'm a little nervous. So I think that's about okay. It. I'm just an everyday mom that sees the need in the community for participation from the different families. And I just see the need as if we want any type of change, then we have to be the change, and we have to change our regular patterns to go towards an overall goal to help ourselves, to help our children and the future generations to come.
Okay. I appreciate that. You got it. You ain't got to be nervous. You know, just relax and just push forward. You know, I see you doing a lot of work in regards to your work with Tri-Ujima. Tell me some of the activity that you've been involved with Tri-Ujima, and tell the people what Tri-Ujima is so they can get a better understanding.
Okay, Tri-Ujima is a nonprofit organization located in LaGrange, Georgia. And I've been in Tri-Ujima for a couple of years. And as you know, Ujima, it means collective work and responsibility. So that's something that we really focus on within the tribe. We're always encouraging everyone to participate, use what you have to give. A lot of times people feel like they need a lot of money or they need a lot of education to be important to their community. And we all have natural gifts that we have that can contribute and help our brother or sister. So we encourage everyone to use what you have to come together as a collective to help the community and also educate yourself. And our pledge is in the spirit of collective work and responsibilities, we pledge to work within myself and community to uplift my fellow brothers and sisters, to be selfless and courageous in truth and righteousness, to engage ignorance with a clear vision and embrace change with a clear mind, and honor my ancestors, brothers, sisters, and posterity with my natural gifts. So that's our pledge for the tribe. We usually have multiple events within the town to help educate. We also have a community garden. We have two community gardens, one that's active and one that we're developing. We have partnerships with different organizations in town to bring the children in to learn about agriculture. And also we have a chess club, a podcast, a community clean team. And we're now offering classes at the garden. So for anybody that wants to learn to grow your own food, to provide a resource for yourself that also saves you money, then we offer that. And you can find all that information on our website, which is ujimatribe.net.
Okay. What inspires you or prepared, motivates you to be a part of the Tri-Ujima? What caused you on to join the tribe? What was it about it?
I joined the tribe because I actually seen them being active in the community, doing the work. Because you have a lot of programs that advertise, but you don't actually see anyone doing any work. I actually seen them out, cleaning up the neighborhoods, but not only clean up the neighborhoods, involving the family structure. So you had the family out there contributing and teaching each other why it was important to take care of your home and your community. Also, the different programs that were offered, I didn't know how I wanted to participate in the community. I didn't know what I had to offer. And the only way I knew to connect was to connect with some people that I saw were actually doing the work. So that's pretty much why I joined Tri-Ujima. And then when I found out, the principles that they stand for, which connected with mine, then that's why I decided to join the tribe. And since then, I went from, killing plants to now being able to germinate and help harvest. We just had a harvest not too long ago at the garden where we gave away some zucchini, squash, cucumbers to some different organizations that came out, and then some other people in the community as well. So that's the main reason I joined the tribe, because we actually are out doing the work and getting involved with the community and making them aware why community work is important.
True indeed. I also know a while ago that Tri-Ujima doing a lot of work in regard to establishing a co-op grocery store in the community as well. And also to talk about the aspects of farming land, land ownership, things of that nature as well, right, which all benefits to the people also, right?
Right.
But like you said, you know, it's about doing the work, about doing the work, right? You know, I also understand that you that you're a business owner of K-Glow Essentials, you run a travel agency, and you're also a yoga instructor, right? You know, how do you balance all these activities, you know, and what actually prepare you to get engaged in yoga, and why is yoga significant in your life? What is it, how can it benefit other people as well?
Well, I guess a regular comment that we hear a lot when trying to get people to participate or do anything is, I don't have time. That's like the number one statement that everybody says. And at one point in my life, I felt the same way. I don't have time to go out and volunteer my time when I could be using that time to make money, because that's where my mindset was at the time. And I think once you realize in life what's important, then you realize you really have a lot of time, because if you can't provide a food source for yourself, and for some reason if the grocery store is cut off, or, you know, if they decide they want to close the grocery stores, then what are you going to do for your food source? Do you know how to hunt? Do you know how to grow? That's something that's important that you need to make time for. And being educated, you know, on how to maintain your land. You have to create time for things that are important and that's going to benefit generations to come, not just to satisfy you at this moment. So how I balance it out, I see the importance of it all. And not only that, you know, I started to connect with things to learn. To what do I actually connect to? What am I passionate about? What can I do without it feeling like work? And I have a reason and a why behind why I want to offer it to other people, or why I should participate it within, you know, mind, body, and spirit. So then I started to have time for a lot of things. And that connected me to creating products. So with my company, K-Glow Essentials, that company was created from me seeing a need of natural products, because my grandmother, which has transitioned now, Susan Mae Thornton, she inspired my company. She often had issues with her skin due to different medications and prescribed ointments, you know, from her doctors. And we would continue, you know, applying it to her skin, and it would actually become drier or more irritated. And, you know, I had been using, just going to buy shea butter on a regular basis. Like, I was using it for years. I never thought about actually creating a product from it. And one day I offered it to her, and I'll never forget, she told me it was just too thick. She was like, I can't use this on my skin. You know, she was accustomed to using lotion. So she's like, this is just too thick. I can't use this. So I pretty much figured out a way to make it more like a cream by adding natural oils and essential oils for to help maintain her skin and also treat different irritations that she had. And I created a cream from that, and that was actually my first product of K-Glow Essentials, which she inspired. We started to use that on her skin, and, you know, we just noticed a big difference. She was a diabetic, so her having dry skin, anyone that knows any diabetics, is not good, because you're more prone to bruises or cuts. It takes you longer to heal. By your skin being naturally moisturized, the elasticity of your skin improves. So, you know, we started noticing the difference in her skin tone and her skin. You know, she had less irritations. And so from there, I created the cream, which is our body butter, which my website is kglowessentials.com if anybody ever wants to visit. But from there, I started being introduced to natural oils and essential oils and studying those and how they could benefit us. And then I started making soaps. So not only was I giving her the creams, she was also using the soaps. And the soaps didn't have any type of artificial additives or artificial fragrances, which a lot of times helps to produce allergies. They create allergies and skin irritants. And so from me using the natural products, not only from my grandmother, you know, I started to get feedback from people in the community of how it benefited them. And I tell anybody, anytime you start using natural products, that connects you to nature. And it takes you back to the beginning. So anytime you're connecting back to nature, it brings back the simplicity of life. And most people that start using natural products, it's pretty hard for them to go back to a lot of the commercial products that are mainly advertised, because once they learn the benefits of using more natural products, then it's usually harder for them to go back. But that's how I formed K-Glow Essentials, and now we have 4 to 5 different products that we offer that are all natural products. As far as yoga, me going into yoga was also when I finally took the time that each person should try to do in their life, is take the time to see what you're passionate about, how it connects to you, how it benefits you, but also how it can benefit others. Yoga came in my life at a time when I definitely needed a calm with all the chaos I had going on. And it really helped me to connect mind, body, and spirit. It brought a peace upon me that, you know, I haven't experienced in a very long time. It helps me to slow down and also just to focus and be present. And as I started doing more and more yoga and learning more about it, you know, physically, how it helps to strengthen the body, how it helps to stretch the muscles to relieve different pains, the flexibility, how it's beneficial for you, especially when you're getting older, to have more flexibility, then you're not as prone to having, you know, more breaks and falls and not being balanced. And then also medically, you know, how it can help you from learning to actually do the practice of yoga and not on just the asanas, the different poses. So once I saw the benefits, you know, for myself, then I wanted to offer it to other people as an addition to, because I know a lot of people meditate, you know, and that's a great way to calm your spirit as well and to connect with yourself. And then also adding in the physical prospect of doing the yoga exercises as well is very beneficial. So I wanted to offer that to my community and to offer it to the children because, you know, looking back, my daughter was raised on me making products when I started my skincare products. So, you know, she's able to assist me while making my body butters, making my soaps, because she's been there from the beginning. The same thing with me practicing yoga. She's been there with me from the beginning. And, you know, it's amazing what children soak in from being around you, and you think they're not paying attention. They're paying attention to your words, your actions, your energy. They pay attention to it all. And from her being around me so early, you know, as a child up to the age of 3, you know, I can only imagine what her mindset or things she'll be exposed to at 5 or 6, or things she can do at 5 or 6 from her being around me at such an early age. Even at the garden, you know, she can go out there and get the water hose to fill the bucket up to help water the garden. You know, she knows how to germinate. You know, she knows how to help harvest, and she's 3 years old. And just think, if we can get to our children at an early age and start putting time, and that goes back to your question, start putting time and making time for important things such as children and educating people in the community. If you invest the time now, that's only going to progress your community and progress your family as a whole in the future. So you pretty much have to create and make the time. So I would say that's how yoga has benefited me and my company, and pretty much how that all came together, me being a part of the tribe and also making the time for things that would be beneficial for you as a whole.
Okay. Okay, yeah, it's the youth are the greatest, babies are the greatest, that's why Allah said the baby the greatest, you know. If I would be in there, I will be. Tell a little bit about the tribal agency as well. Tell a little bit about the tribal agency that you got.
So the tribal aspect, and a lot of people are like, oh, my God, girl, you're just doing too much. Like, you need to focus on one thing and stop being all over the world and stop trying to do everything. But, you know, you can have a tree, but it has, you know, many branches. But at the end of the day, you have the root, you know, you have the tree, but then you have all the branches. The branches are just growing from the tree. So that's how I explain it to people. So as far as the travel agency, I love to travel. People love to travel. But not only the aspect of me liking to travel, we can also take that to the education side. If we're able to provide trips and, you know, cruises and things for families, communities, and organizations to take them out their local communities so they can travel to other communities, to historical sites, you know, so they can actually see it with their eyes and not just, you know, on social media, but to actually visit places. That's why I was interested in joining the travel agency, because my ultimate goal is to have families taking more family trips, organizations taking trips to educate, to gather information, go there, gather the information, and bring it back. You also have children that have never been off their street. Like, they've never been a couple streets over. They may have been 2-3 streets over, never been out their town, never been out their state, and definitely never been out their country. And being in the travel industry, you have the opportunity to now present a way for different families and different organizations to provide that to the children, you know, to the parents or the families within the community. So my travel agency is KimTuckerTravel.com, which is a website. It's similar to Expedia.com, where you can go on and book your flights, you can book your trips. I would say the only difference is if you would go to my website, which is KimTuckerTravel.com, you also have the option where you can book event tickets. So if you were trying to look for concert tickets, or if you wanted to, I don't know, go to New York and you wanted to go to a opera, or you want to see a stage play, then you can actually book tickets on there as well. Not only that, if anyone is interested in becoming a travel agent, which I urge anyone, if you have an organization, if you're forming a group, I always tell people, designate one person in your organization or your group. Let them sponsor you and pay for you to be the travel agent of the group. That way, not only can they book the travel for you, but you'll get a commission off booking the travel. That commission can now go back into your organization or your group. So it can be a benefit as well. So that is the website, which is KimTuckerTravel.com. And I've been doing that for about 4 to 5 months now. And if anybody's interested in, you know, joining the business, you can simply go to the website, go to the contact section, leave your information, and I'll be happy to get back with you.
Okay, I appreciate that, you know. At this time, I'm about to open a line for Brother Riser and Kevin, so you can take a further through the conversation with his questions. He also, I also want him to introduce himself, telling people who he is before he started questioning. Again, sister, I thank you for the work you're doing in the community, the work you're doing in the past, the present, the future, and may success be upon you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Peace, love, and power, family. Can y'all hear me, Conrad?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Rizal Cabellon with the People Party for Independence out of Columbus, Georgia. And just I've been listening to you, which I've spoken with you, and that's what we're about to get into soon. Before I get into that, though, sister, you spoke on making the time. And I see you wear a lot of hats. Mm-hmm. And just for the people out there that are interested in taking that route with all those branches, right,
mm-hmm.
How do you make that type of time to get into all of these things, right? How do you do that, sis?
Well, I guess now I just ask people, you know, if you don't have time, like, what are you using your time for? Like, have you really taken accountability of your time? Because I know before I decided to start doing, like, one action in the community, I mean, what was I doing with my time? Let's see, I was scrolling on social media for hours. I was going to a lot of parties at the time. Let's see, what else was I doing? Not reading literature that would benefit my family, you know, just
Indeed.
Reading social media or stuff in entertainment. So you have to really, like, take a day, take a week, and just do an accountability of each hour, like, how are you spending your time per day and what are you giving your time to? And I think at some point you'll see how much time you're actually wasting. Like, you're not doing anything beneficial for you. And then you'll find out you actually have a lot of time.
Indeed.
You have a lot of time.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt, sis. No doubt. It's about time management. Indeed. Well, yeah, I just wanted you to
right.
tell the people, you know, how you wear all those hats. Now, I know we have our event coming up on July 29th, and you brought in the women of 555, right? You're the creator and founder of that, correct?
Right.
Tell us a little bit about the women of 555, sis, and what made you want to collab and do the emergency preparedness self-defense program?
So the Women of 555 represents women dedicated to making significant change within themselves, families, and their communities by creating, participating, and educating in ourselves on issues that affect our communities as a whole, and that's location by location. And I was inspired to help create Women of 555 catered towards women only because there's a high percentage of single-parent households mainly held by women. And just because I say single-parent households and held by women, that in no way discounts the men or their participation with their children. It's just a known fact that there's a high percentage of single-parent households and mainly held by women. And I feel like as women, we have a responsibility, if that is your situation within your household, to help educate yourself, and not only yourself, but also educate your children. And in the program, what we'll be doing is offering different classes that would be beneficial. It was inspired just because there are certain things that I've talked to a lot of women that they just don't know how to do or not aware of, and that connected me with to create the event, the safety preparedness event, which you'll be the instructor of. And that was actually inspired by she's on Facebook. And she's also been on this radio broadcast from Stay Frosty, which I thanked her for inspiring me for this. But it's to help teach gun safety, self-defense, and safety preparedness. It's important to have a safety plan within your home because if the only safety plan you have is going under your bed or jumping in a closet, then clearly you're not prepared and your children aren't prepared. Because if there's a time when you're not home and your children are home by themselves because you decide to go to the store, something happens at your house, they need to have a certain protocol to go back to go by in order for it to be beneficial for them. Then also gun safety. I mean, we all know that's a big topic worldwide, but for us, that's very important to have in our community because we need to educate our children early, also the adults on, you know, gun laws. A lot of us aren't educated on the gun laws within our area, and a lot of our children aren't educated as well. And then the self-defense is very important because we have children every day being kidnapped. You know, we have them in trafficking, and then you also have a lot of attacks that happen to women, and they need to be able to have tools, effective tools to defend themselves. But like I said, not only themselves, but also the children. So that's what inspired me to do the event. And then, you know, thankful to have you to come in as the instructor, also to educate the families, which we'll be having it here again on July 29th here in LaGrange, Georgia.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, Sister, I am definitely excited to do it with you on the 29th in LaGrange. Do you? I know we kind of spoke on it, and I know we're doing one event in LaGrange. Do you see it? Do you see this being something that we can keep doing, or do you think this is more of an event we got to kind of do every once in a while? Or how do you and the women of 555 planning on dealing with some of this information?
We definitely plan to help, you know, grow with the event, you know, along with, you know, collaborating with you and also PPI as far as developing, you know, a program to help because it's needed. Doing something one time is not definitely not going to be effective because we have so many people to reach, so many people to teach. So we definitely want to grow the program. And like I was saying, with the different aspects that I'm involved in, I plan on bringing that into the women of 555 with different programs by offering them different yoga programs, by offering family trips, you know, by offering the information about organizations they can connect with in order to help their home. So including fitness, you know, fitness programs, nutritional programs, all of that's important within the household, and those are all things that we should all make time for. So definitely this will not be a one-time event. It will be ongoing with more information, and we're trying to reach people. And the goal is to reach people by location and location, location. We don't plan to only be in LaGrange, but for this to be a collective work by connecting with others, you know, to also bring those programs within their communities as well.
Indeed, sister, indeed. Comrade, that's all I had about the program. Sister got, she got a lot of hats that she wears.
Yeah, did you want to speak
management
on the program since you're on here?
Well, did you?
Since
okay,
you'll be
let's
the
do it like this then. No doubt. Did you have any questions for me? I know we speak, but did you have any questions for me about the program? I can give a spiel of it. You know,
okay.
Me and sister came up with this whole, like she said, she came to me. She was telling me about, you know, her and the women of 555 and how she needed a program for self-defense. And actually, she hit up Conrad Bumani, and Bumani hit me up and let me know it was a sister out there that was looking for this program. And Conrad knew that it was something that in the PPI, you know, we do things like this. But sister inspired the situation where we kind of added these three elements into one. Usually, we usually get a gun class, you get a self-defense class, or you get some type of emergency preparedness class. And what was unique about this collab was we're going to put all three into one type of program to get to the people. And that's why I asked that question too, sister, you know, because it's not something that we want to do one time, but I want people to understand this is a program that we have, and there's going to be classes to it. And but the program is designed exclusively for women who are passionate about personal safety, empowerment, and preparedness. The program combines self-defense, emergency preparedness, and responsible firearm training to equip everyone with the skills and knowledge we need to protect ourselves, our loved ones, and really to navigate any situation with the confidence, really. Like you said, sisters, that, you know, we have single households where, you know, and the world isn't as safe as we would like it to be. And the best thing to do is to be prepared. And as the Minister of Defense for the PPI, you know, that's my main objective, getting our people prepared for an emergency, a disaster. So doing a program tailored for sisters, and they can get self-defense, the emergency preparedness, and firearm training, you know, is just
right.
Is what the community needs. Is what the community mm-hmm. needs, and you and I and the PPI and the women of 555 and the rest of your hats, you know, we able to do something like that together and bring it to the people. Y'all got to excuse me. They out here still popping firecrackers.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's the program, sister. And if you had any questions for me while we had it right here, I don't mind.
Okay, well, I'll just ask one question. So what would you tell people they can look forward to as far as the event that's on the 29th? What should they have in mind or expect when they come to the event?
Right. So the way that we're going to set this up is we're going to take it through phases. And all of the phases are going to merge with each other. We start out with emergency preparedness, where the way I get the information is always a classroom portion, and then there's going to be a hands-on situation. I don't want to make it just a classroom, which sometimes the information is just vital like that. But I wanted people to be able to leave and being able to put their hands on things that they can use. So as far as the emergency preparedness, I'm going to give a presentation on knowledge and skills for emergencies, certain types of first aid, things to think about, you know, family plans to consider, right? And then I'm mm-hmm. going to bring in one of my bags I have, and I call it a bug-out bag. And mm-hmm. these are bags that all members of the family should have, and you should have one in the car. And I'm just going to have it, lay it out, so people can actually see some of this stuff. It's one thing to read about it and get a presentation. It's different to see and to say, okay, I can do this, and I can do it a different type of way. Same thing with the self-defense. I got a presentation because most of the self-defense for women is the awareness and us understanding situations and keeping ourselves safe as far as that first. So that's what it's mostly about, being aware enough to keep yourself safe, trusting your instincts.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go through a whole program with that. Then I'm going to give you some actual weapons to use, you know, it's certain scenarios that you could get into tailored towards, you know, our sisters get in certain
right.
situations where it might be a situation. I know a sister at a club, and sister actually came to me. She like, sometimes guys just grab my arm when I just be walking, you know, what I can do. I don't want to shoot him. you know, is there something else practical? Because some people are intimidated by going too far, and you do need something else. So that's mm-hmm. something that that's some of the information we'll be giving out. And along with the last mm-hmm. thing, the firearm training, first thing first, we need to know the laws around the firearms, right?
Right.
Because if you know how to use a firearm but you don't know the laws around it, you know, we're in trouble anyway. So
right.
just putting that information into perspective for us, letting people see how to disassemble a gun, getting some of the taboo off of a firearm, letting people know, you know, these are just weapons that we use, machines, getting a grab with them, touching them, information about them. That's what the program is about. Information, then being able to use this information immediately.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Comrade Bumani, you there? Don't read. Sister King?
Yes, I'm here.
Can anybody hear me? Oh, you can hear me, sir?
I'm here, Conrad. I was just I've had a conversation with my phone with it in, man.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
Well, one thing I wanted to say, actually, you know, how can people get involved with this? You know what I'm saying? Neither one of y'all say how people can get involved. How people get involved and how can they join the program? How can they get participated in the event?
You go ahead and let them know, sis, how to contact you.
Okay, I'm sorry. So they can contact me, Kim Tucker. My phone number is 706-350-9294, or you can find me on Facebook under Kim Tucker, and you can send me a message that way if you would not like to call or text, and I can get the information to you about joining the event. And then I'll also send you the link for you to join the event as well.
Okay. Okay, I appreciate that. You know, at this time, I want to open up some lines so people can ask questions, make statements, join the dialogue. If anyone have anything to say, any comments, statements, anything like that, please open up the line. Please press 1 at this time. In the meantime, Razay, tell us about some of the upcoming events that the PPI has going on. Tell the people a little bit about some of the upcoming events.
No doubt. So what the PPI got coming up next is our PPI week event. Am I correct? Yes, our PPI week, going along with our Unite the Fight campaign. So during PPI week, which we have in Columbus at our embassy or the event center, 2503 Dawson Street, during the week of August 13th through August the 19th, what we plan to do is go into our community and once again give our education and then give a plan that we can use immediately with our community. So what we set up was a 7-day event that we call the PPI week. And we go into the community and we pull off a 7-day almost seminar. So on the first day, which is August the 13th, and this is going to be from August 13th, August to August the 19th, 2503 Dawson Street, Columbus, Georgia. All events will begin at 6 o'clock. So on the first day, we're going to do a community outreach with us and the Conrads. We're going to go out, reach out to the community, let people know what we got going on for the whole week. We're going to bring them out, do a cookout, a meet and greet, pretty much is what we're going to be doing. We always do that. We get a feel for the community. We let people know what we're doing. We bring people out. That's one way we also promote what we're doing. And that's just the first day, though. We bring people out, let them know we're here, what we got going on for the whole week, get them prepped up. Give them our schedule, what we're going to have. The next day, which will be the 14th, we go into our defensive schedule, which this year the theme will be We Will Shoot Back. Now, I want us to, once again, we need to understand information and then applying our information. On defense, our information, one, is always going to be on how do we prepare for the emergencies, how do we prepare for the disasters, and we have to go over this often every time we do this because things change. You know, it's funny, right before the pandemic happened, we did a PPI week, you know, the previous years, and, you know, I went over everything that you should have in your house, you know, when this is happening, what we should do. And what's funny is the pandemic actually happened, which wasn't funny, but it was crazy that, you know, we were having this seminar and, you know, people weren't as engaged at first, and then it actually happened. So the information we brought, you know, it was given to people, it was valuable and still valuable, which is why sister coming to, you know, me and sister collab in the daylight, you know, this is a lot of information we got to get out to people, you know, they're just not safe. So that day on defense, we're going to go through that. We're going to let our people understand about the gun laws of the first. You got to understand the laws on the terrain that you're on. So we're going to go over that, get familiar with firearms, how to use them, what's going on with them. And then we're going to have people sign up if they want to go ahead and have our handgun classes for that also. The next day, which is going to be the 15th, we're going to go through education. Educate to liberate. The PPI, they know we run on deep sea defense, education, economic, politics, and culture. So on education, is going to be about educating our people on current situation. Also, we want to be able to put up a school, some type of after-school program where we can educate our children on the ideologies and our agendas and pushing forward. On the August 16th, we're going to go through economics, the blueprint for economic power. We speak on economics a lot as a people, and I think we just don't, we're starting to understand. We think it's just about getting the money, and we're starting to figure out it's not just about getting money. It's about using your money the right way, and you have to use it with each other. And if we don't do that, we're going to fall. So once again, we're going to give a presentation by Minister of Economics on bringing money in, put our money and invest it back into our communities. A lot of the problem is we don't own any of our communities. We don't own any institutions inside our community. So that's our number one agenda, re-owning our community. So we had defense, education, economics, then we get to politics. Politics is how you deal with your community. On the simplest level, the PPI has always stood on politics start inside of the community. We go into the community, what's the situation? We assess the situation, and we deal with the situation with the people that live inside of the community. We don't bring just a different set of politics just to put on top of the people. We use the politics that they already have with the ideology and agenda that we have, and we make a plan that works for everybody. Then we have our culture cadre on August 18th, where the culture of our resistance. A lot of our resistance isn't just picking. I want our people to understand most of our resistance isn't, you know, shooting at somebody. Most of our resistance is just us understanding our culture, getting back to the way we used to think and the way we used to treat each other. And so our Minister of Culture, we're going to have a presentation for that also. Our last day, August the 19th, our fellowship day, we're going to have a community family ball. We wanted to not just have a dance just for the fathers or the daughters or the fathers and the, you know, the mom and the daddy come. We wanted to have an actual community ball where we can get the whole community involved and everybody come out, dress up, have a good time, treat each other how we're supposed to treat each other. And this whole week is just about bringing that community where we're at together. It's the same community, 2503 on Dawson Street. This is where we have the embassy at. We run all our programs out of. I know I was a little winded, Conrad, but that's what we got for August 13th, August 19th, PPI Week 2023. It's our Unite the Fight campaign for the city. Join us, 2503 Dawson Street, Columbus, Georgia. Everything starts at 6 o'clock p.m.
Start at 4 o'clock, though, 4 to 8, instead of all the other days at 6 o'clock.
You said what, Conrad?
It is that. The ball started at 4 o'clock, but everybody.
Oh, the ball started at 4. The rest of them at 6. No doubt, indeed. Make sure everybody caught that. On August 19th, when we do our family ball, it started at 4 o'clock, right, Conrad? That right, Conrad? Well, my phone or yours? We good? Can you hear me, Conrad?
Yeah, I hear you. You hear me?
Okay, yeah, I hear you. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. But, you were telling me that the family ball started at 4 o'clock on the 19th.
Yes, sir. It started at 4 o'clock, man. You know,
indeed.
basically the whole emphasis of the situation is to encourage people to love themselves and want to be themselves, you know what I'm saying? Self-determination, self-love, self-respect. And one of the things that triggered that is, especially when you're able to honor people that inspire you from the African history, new African history, just like the individual, come as the individual, even the children can get involved. Like you said, it's a family thing. The children, the adults, everybody can get involved in these activities. You're not just dressing up, you're dressing up as an aspect to honor people's mind state, to motivate people to think, or maybe people to get involved and show unity, show unification. And also everything going on during the month of Black August, which is a month of resistance. And all these programs are geared toward resistance. How you resist defensive-wise, how you resist educational-wise, how you resist economically-wise, how you resist politically-wise, and how you resist culturally-wise. All those times resistance, because resistance expresses itself in very numerous ways, right? That the Congress said is not all about armed struggle all the time. But that's a part of the ideas and the concept that push for liberation, independence, and freedom. But yet, you know, in order to be a foot soldier, push the gun, you must be a book soldier. You must know the education, the information behind why you're holding the gun, how to utilize the gun, how to utilize the materials, what you have for you, for your liberation and freedom, what you're pushing for, which is the educational process. Everything starts with the mind. Revolution starts in the mind as an individual. As you educate yourself, everything starts there, right? And also, also the PPI, People for Independence, has a Facebook and Twitter page. You can go on and see the information, send message, get acclimated, or you gain a better understanding of certain things. You know, again, I want to thank you both, you know what I'm saying, for the work y'all are doing in the communities, respectfully. I look forward for future endeavors. You know, and I'm trying to see if we have any, if anyone have anything to say, they want to speak, they want to talk, you know, they can press 1. I hope you'll line up. If you have any questions, any statements or an announcement, please press 1. I hope you'll line up. Hold on, I got a caller. Okay, 706-957, your line is open. If you have any question, comment, or statement, please do so at the time. 706-957, your line is open. Go ahead.
Peace. No, I just wanted to just say, I just
peace,
commend everyone for the hard work, you know, and the dedication, you know, the consistent grind, man. I was just amazed at listening to everything that's going on. And so I just say keep it up. Salute Sister Kim for doing all the work that she does. Keep pushing, keep growing, keep blooming. And I'm excited about the defense, you know, the preparation, you know, that's something we gotta have in our mind, preparation and being on point. So I'm excited about those kind of events. It makes my heart smile that, you know, we still rolling. So keep up the fight, you all, and appreciate you all for your time sharing information with us. Peace.
Peace, brother.
Peace,
appreciate
no doubt,
you
brother.
Aware, brother, for the
thank
work
you.
That you do, brother. Appreciate you aware, brother. Keep pushing, brother.
No doubt.
Keep growing and developing. Keep blooming yourself, you know, keep shining.
Indeed.
Yes, sir. Let me see. Let me open the Conrad line, see if you got anything to say. Open up Rafika line. Rafika, your line is open, man. You anything to say? You want to speak about where your line is open?
Hey, how you doing, good brother? I just called in, so I didn't really get a chance to listen, but I'm just glad that you all are pushing strong.
Yes, sir. Sister can tell you a little about it, what she got going on. You know what I'm saying? She got a program coming up. We're dealing with emergency preparedness. She's dealing with the central elements. She got tribal agencies. She's a community activist. She's involved in community and community actions, doing the work in the community. The yoga instructor, so forth and so on. She wears many hats doing the work.
Well, that's good
news.
And
then we also got Conrad Kevl on as well, on the PPI, Minister of Defense. He's on as well.
Definitely.
Peace, brother. Peace.
We appreciate you guys taking the time off to be on this platform.
Indeed.
So thank
indeed.
You.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Always an honor, brother. Always an honor to be on your platform.
This is a people platform, man. This is the people platform,
no,
man. We got to spread. We spread the propagation, you know. Just a propagation tool. You know, many times we realize things, people talk about things on the internet, things they don't read on the internet. A lot of times the propaganda controlled by people or entities that don't have our bare interests at hand. So when we actually tell the story from our own perspective, our own narrative, and control the narrative, then it come out more better and more beneficial to the people that are listening to us. So that we'll have choices and chance to make decisions that they might not have by receiving the propagation before. To see the image propagating, they just see propagation by the people who actually involved in the thing they're talking about, who actually participating in it. So now they got, so now they got different choices they can make, and they got also got information for them, so they can make decisions how they want to utilize the information. So it's always a good thing to do so, you know. And this is a propagation war. Everything around is propagation. What you see on TV, what you hear in the music, what you see in magazines, what you see in books, what you see on billboards, what you see in the grocery stores. So forth and so on, you know, it's all propagation. So we got to propagate more than the oppressor, so we can reach the minds of the people, so we can get people involved, so people can know they can get involved, know they can participate, know they can do certain things. That people might know that they want to do certain things, but they don't know what they want to do. Until them, then they have the decision, the choice. Like, okay, I want to do this, I want to do that. Or they might want to volunteer their time and energy to do certain things, or their resources. They can do so, especially when they know. So this is a propagation tool. Educate to liberate. Education brings liberation, you know. That's what it's all about.
Education brings liberation.
No doubt, no doubt. You know, also, we have right after PPI week, right after PPI week, on August 20th, there's a Black August program. They're going to be hosted by GJU. You know, they're going to be on Zoom. So the information going to be out there. You know, they're going to fly and so forth and so on. So they're going to be on Zoom. So if you participate in the Black Hour program on Zoom, which is August the 20th, which is, you know, a whole 8 days of information during that time period for the people. The people who are looking for things to do, looking for things to get involved with, looking for things to read, or looking for things to participate in. Do it the month of Black August. But that's what's going on.
Don't forget that it's going to be streaming on Facebook as well.
Yes, sir. Streaming on Facebook as well. It possibly might be streaming. It might be on YouTube also. You never know, but you know we're going to be streaming on Facebook live. We're going to be live on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We know that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're just putting things together. And Conrad Rise, he's going to do a presentation on about emergency prayer and the seminar during the Black Hawk program. Yes, sir.
No doubt.
You got a little presentation on there as well, you know, a little demonstration, you know, about a brief demonstration about a few things, you know, a little emergency.
Indeed.
No doubt, you know. I don't think we got any more callers around, man. You know, I don't think we got any more callers. You know, the line's open here. If you got anything to say to the guests or to the moderators, or you press 1, your line will be open at this time. The line will be open. I don't think I see nobody, man. Charles is with me. You have anything you want to say for the people, Rafiki?
I just want to make sure that, you know, that they are, you know, getting close to BA, you know, and so to prepare, you know, make sure that everyone is studying, you know, if they can fast, please do so. Also, you know, don't forget to break the fast with people as well and share what you're doing. We have plenty of information. If you need more information, you know, hit our email. We have plenty of information to go around. And if you once in a while, say if you on your blog talk, if you want one of us to speak or something, just let us know. So we definitely are here to share Black August Resistance and Black August Memorial Commemoration.
Okay, I appreciate it. At this time, my sister Candy, she got it. She want to, what her final thoughts she want to leave us with?
Yes, my only final thoughts would be, as he mentioned before, to just take accountability of your time and invest your time into the generations to come, invest your time into yourself, your families, your community, and know that it's a collective work. It's not a one-man show, and that if we want to achieve anything, we have to work as a collective. So make sure whatever you're putting your time and energy into, that it's going to be beneficial in that way. And that'll be all from me. And I want to give thanks for the opportunity to be able to come on this platform to speak about the event and just tell a little bit about me. And I hope it would inspire someone that's asking themselves, how can I be of help or of service, to go ahead and just start doing the work. And the people will come and the connections will come, and just stay on your path.
I appreciate that. No doubt. What are your final thoughts, Brother Rosé?
Right on. Well, my final thoughts. Stay in the fight. To the comrades, to the brothers, to the sisters, whether we're speaking collectively, individually, your family, whether you're with a bunch of people, you by yourself, you ain't got nobody around you, just don't forget to keep the fight, man. At the end of the day, we keep fighting. That's what we can do. And I don't know who I post been told that, but that what was on my heart. Keep the fight, man. Keep going. No matter what level we talking on.
True indeed. You know, for anyone, any associate, Conrad Lowe, behind enemy lines, pre-election Georgia University. You can find on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We also have a website, which is www.gau.com. Again, it's www.georgiauniversity.gau.com. You know, long live the resistance, long live the African independent movement, long live the guerrilla. Free land.
By any means.